In trending headline news, former Minneapolis police officers Derek Chauvin, Thomas Lane, J. Alexander Kwang, and Tao To have been charged with violating Floyd's, that's George Floyd's, constitutional rights in ways that resulted in bodily injury to and the death of George Floyd. Each officer pleaded not guilty to federal charges Tuesday at a virtual hearing. The hearing also included some of the pretrial motions, including requests from former police officers that Lane, Kwang, and Tao, and asking to separate their cases from Chauvin's. Chauvin was convicted in Floyd's murder in April 2021, and his fellow ex-officers argue that they would not get a fair trial if connected to Chauvin. The judge recessed the hearing without announcing a decision on a trial date, leading some close to the case to speculate it could be pushed into next year. Derek Chauvin is serving a 22-year-and-a-half sentence in a Minnesota prison for the murder of George Floyd.
See, here's when it comes to law that kind of throws me. These defendants are trying to say they don't feel as though they can get a fair trial if they're connected to George Floyd. I mean, to Mark Chauvin. You was Derek Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Derek Chauvin. You was there.
You were connected to him that day. When he was killed.
When you were standing there watching him murder this man.
Doing nothing.
Day. Yeah.
And your job is to serve and protect.
Right.
Everybody.
And you did nothing to serve or protect that day. Now you want to act like, cause you don't want nobody to think you was with him. Y'all had the same uniform on. Y'all the same division. Y'all, you stood there.
Right.
See, man, the only way we're going to put a curb on this police brutality that happens is that everybody involved has to be held accountable.
Absolutely.
If a criminal,
if
four criminals get in a car and one criminal gets out the car and go inside and shoot somebody and come back and get in the car, all four of them finna go to jail.
Together.
For sure.
Yeah. Together.
Uh-huh. One is going to go in there for murder one. You got out the car, you went in there and shot him, and everybody else is going for murder two.
Yes.
You participated in a murder. You didn't intend for it to happen, but that's manslaughter, dog.
And you didn't do anything to stop it and try to save
You didn't call the police.
You're an accomplice.
You're an accomplice at that point.
You the damn police.
That's another thing. How many times have you watched these police shows and you heard them say, why didn't you report it? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you try to get the man help? I was scared. Mm-hmm. Well, when you are the help and you provide no help,
you better preach.
What you want us to do, who pay you to help. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Where we at now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We done already dialed 911. You here. Now, you ain't the 9 or the 1.
You ain't getting fired. No help.
That's a damn shame what we doing here.
Yes, sir.
It is.
So
it's only these types of cases, too.
All them got to pay. That'll stop all of that. Blue Code, Honor the Blue, the Blue Brotherhood. That ought to stop all that collaboration on filling out the police report. No, man, everybody accountable. Because I watched after the George Floyd thing, they showed a video of a police officer handling somebody crazy, and one of the black police officers went over there and pulled him off and said, hey, man, yo, what you doing? See, that's how policing works.
That's it. Yeah. When you see something wrong, correct it.
Yeah. Hold up, man. What you finna do?
Yeah, going too far.
Yeah. All right. Well said, Steve. Switching gears in entertainment news. Well, Nicki Minaj, if you notice, did not go to the Met Gala because of the vaccine requirement. That's why she said she didn't go. She shared the news on Twitter saying, if I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. She said, it'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working that now. She also shared that her cousin in Trinidad won't get the shot because his friend got it. And get this, guys. His friend got it and became impotent and had swollen testicles.
That ain't
like,
come from no damn
vaccine. That don't sound like no vaccine.
That's
swear,
what Nicki Minaj said.
That sound like an infection.
Your cousin got
that don't
the
sound
claps.
Like a virus. That sound like an
like
infection.
Like the shot.
Your cousin got the claps.
The cousin's friend.
Cousin. Yeah,
the
friend.
That's not good.
Which is...
She put this on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
So Joy Reid from MSNBC, the Reid Report, just got mad. I mean, this upset her. She got mad at Nicki for not urging her followers. And, you know, Nicki has millions. She got mad at Nicki for not urging her followers to get vaccinated. From there, it got real ugly between the ladies with the viral results. And there is more. Dr. Fauci heard about it. He didn't agree with Nicki Minaj's anti-vaccine stance. So he said on CNN in an interview with Jake Tapper that Nicki was spreading misinformation after she admitted that she's not vaccinated.
She's the first testicle we didn't hear about right
now. Anybody heard nothing about no testicle. And let me explain something to y'all. For everybody that has a theory that this is a plot to get rid of black people, let me explain something to you. This vaccine is everywhere. It's a global pandemic, y'all. Do you know that France just passed the issue coming up on Fashion Week that you cannot come into Paris from the United States unless you're vaccinated? That's not a black event.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, stay woke. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.